Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to
Hot Takes
with
Bernola and Eric.
Well, there was our music intro for the week. Welcome to Hot Takes. We are here for episode number 50, and that's the introduction.
For
halfway to 100.
A lot of pomp and circumstance.
All right. Well, of course, I am Eric Nifong. I'm on Twitter at @E_Nifong and joined by Nolan Haig at NJH09. And we're here together again to bring another show. And we have quite a bit to talk about tonight. Some baseball. Going to go over a little bit of trade scenarios and some NFL news. Quite a bit of things happened over the weekend and early part of this week. So should be a pretty full show.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to choose from. So yeah, let's get right into it.
All right. I guess we should go over these picks from last week. I know we didn't get them all in during the show. We kind of ran out of time, but we did end up making our picks after the show. I guess we should just go ahead and start talk about UFC on Fox Saturday night. It was Holly Holm versus Valentina Shevchenko. You went, with the co-main event, it was Edson Barboza and Gilbert Melendez. We'll start there. I had Melendez in this one, my split decision. You had Barboza. It was ended up being Barboza who got the split decision in that one, back-and-forth battle. Barboza just dominated Melendez with some vicious leg kicks, and by the end of it, Melendez could barely stand. So, great performance from Edson Barboza, and he's looking to make his way to a lightweight title run, but a long way to go because that's a stacked division.
Yeah, no, leg kicks don't look fun.
No. No, those guys kick trees.
Yeah, it just sounds so loud. I don't understand. Like, you see guys sometimes break their legs, but I don't see how it happens. It doesn't happen every time.
It happens very rarely, actually.
It hurts my leg watching it.
A lot less than you think. The main event ended up being Holly Holm and Valentina Shevchenko. Holm coming off of her surprising loss to Miesha Tate in the round 5 submission. And this one, she looked to rebound, and things just didn't go her way. Shevchenko just basically had her the whole time, ended up getting the unanimous decision, and you rolled with Shevchenko here, so props to that, I guess.
Yeah.
And kind of made a name for herself, though.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's, like you said, the belt's been going around a lot in that division, so a lot of excitement there.
Yeah, possible next opponent for the new champion, Amanda Nunes. So it'll be interesting to see. I personally would like to see her face Cyborg. I want to see someone face
Cyborg,
but as much as that championship has changed hands, it's kind of hard to put Cyborg in there with anyone who's going to draw a ton of attention, unless it's Ronda Rousey, because
you got to figure that's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, if Rousey ever fights again.
Right. Sooner or later, you think it's just going to come back.
She better. You can't go out like that. You can't lose and then just go off and
quit.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
She kind of can, but you know.
She can. She did lose in a devastating fashion. I mean, she got knocked out, so can't take that away from her, but you should know going into a fight game that that's a possibility.
Right, and I mean, but yeah, you just got to figure she has that athlete's itch, if you will.
Yeah, you would think so. I'd like to hear back. I'm thinking the New York card. I know there's reports going around that that's been the talk of where she wants to fight, so be interesting to see. Maybe against Shevchenko, but Dana has said she gets an immediate rematch for the title, so
of course.
Yeah, which is well deserved,
right?
I'd say.
Yeah.
I guess that does it for our UFC card. There, we had three baseball picks next, which I guess we can just kind of end off here and get into kind of our baseball talk after this.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, my picks were awful this week.
Am I all right? I think they're okay.
You didn't get one wrong, and I only got one right. So, 2-game lead went to a 4-game or 6-game lead, pretty fast. And things aren't looking good for me once again. But how I got there was first game was Indians at Royals. We had Carlos Verasco versus Ian Kennedy. I went Royals here. They didn't really have a chance from the beginning.
It was awful. It was exactly what we've seen from the Royals and the Indians against the Royals this season, and the Royals more this last month or so. But yeah, just no offense, giving up homers left and right, just plain bad. Got them where they are today, and probably a position to sell. We'll probably talk about that later. But yeah, the Indians definitely look like they're on a one-way ticket to that Central title, and they might get some trouble from the Tigers, but they just look way too good right now to be messed with.
Yeah, I think at this point, the Tigers are the only ones who can really challenge them. Royals, I think if they want a chance in the playoffs, they're going to have to go for that wild card spot. They look like they're going to get a victory tonight, but they'll still be 8 back of the Indians. Of course, the Tigers will be 3.5 back of the Indians.
A long way to go there if they want to even think about it.
Yeah, they need to stop allowing some home runs.
Yes, but that's the thing. I mean, if you are going to try and get a piece maybe look towards next year, then you got to decide on it quick because that deadline's coming.
Yeah, it is. It's approaching fast, and I know there's been reports of them shopping through players. And so, yeah, we'll definitely talk about that here in a little bit. So, I guess our next game here is the Mets and my other team, the Marlins. So, Marlins playing pretty well. In this one, we both went Marlins. It's the only game we had right, and the Marlins came through. 7-2 victory. Keep holding the Mets back from having that second place in the NL East and the second wild card spot. So, Marlins playing really well right now. Jose Fernandez is a big reason why.
Definitely. I mean, that game he did on both ends, got himself an RBI. And Giancarlo, of course, staying hot, hit another big home run. And they actually chased Jacob DeGrom out of the game. So, yeah, a lot of good things happening for Miami.
Yeah, first career home run off of DeGrom for Giancarlo, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so... he's struggled quite a bit against DeGrom in his career, but the Marlins are playing really well right now, so I'd like to see him keep that up. It's been a while since he's been in the playoffs, but when they make it.
Yeah, good things tend to happen.
Yeah, so, the next one was sort of a game. We picked whether Steven Strasburg was going to go to 14-0. Of course, he said it was 13-0 with a 2.51 ERA at that point. He took on Julio Urias and the Dodgers. He did not get the victory. I thought he would get the victory. I thought he would struggle, but they'd still pull out the win. He did struggle, and they did not pull out the win. So Dodgers looked pretty good in that game, handing him his first loss of the season.
Yeah, I might have more to say about the Dodgers later, but they've, despite the things that they're going through, at least at the moment, they continue to play well and seem to be a dangerous team. But yeah, Strasburg, I mean, obviously you're not going to win them all, but just kind of had a little bit of rough going there early on and couldn't get through it. So
yeah, no, but he did pick up a win tonight, so
yes.
He's right back on track, I would say.
Yeah,
over. Previous said mentioned Indians.
Right.
So, yeah. I guess that wraps up our picks. So, you kind of want to get into this MLB trade stuff. We've had actually a couple of trades that have went down.
We might as well start off with the big one. Aroldis Chapman, of course, going to the Cubs from New York. What do you like about that? I mean, obviously, The Cubs are pretty well off to begin with, but add this other dimension to your bullpen. So,
sorry, I was actually, while you were talking about that, I got a notification that says Aroldis Chapman got the save in his debut with the Cubs.
Hey.
But they won 8-1.
Oh, yeah, that's not a save.
Yeah, so can't ignore that one.
Not even if bases are loaded. No, that's not even also a save.
No. Unless you pitch from the sixth inning on.
You know what? Might as well just stretch out a little bit.
Let's just get you acclimated.
Let's really get you comfortable on the cover.
Right, you in here. We're gonna trade all the other bullpen guys.
You can just do the whole thing. Right?
I don't know. I don't think it. They probably fixed their biggest need. But it really wasn't broken. The Cubs have kind of been struggling lately, but I think that's more their starting pitching is kind of coming back to earth, and also Dexter Fowler injury I think hurt him a lot. But I don't think it cements their chance of the World Series any more than it was already. I think it gives them more flash. I think it gives them more reason to watch, because who doesn't want to watch a guy who throws 105? I don't think it's going to necessarily put them over the top. I think they already had the team to be over the top and
had a World Series team.
They didn't hurt themselves.
But that's the thing. You just strengthen an already strong team. And that's probably one of the weaker parts of a strong team, though. And if you bring that.
Unless some chemistry issues come up with this because of his past, I don't think that'll have anything to do with it. I do think sometimes when you bring in a guy, we saw it last year with Papelbon and Drew Storen. Drew Storen was having a pretty good year, but he was really shaky while doing it. So the Nationals went out and got Papelbon to replace him as closer.
Right.
Storen wasn't very happy about it. I have to kind of wonder if that'll happen to Rodon in Chicago. So kind of have to keep an eye on that. But if he's a professional, he'll continue to pitch well, and it shouldn't be a problem.
Right. It is. I mean, it's one of those things. You just gotta. Hey, we're in this together. We're all trying to win this title. But next year, I don't think it'll be a problem.
I think off season, if he wants to deal with that.
Right. Yeah. That's yeah. Then that. Yeah. That's yeah.
And we saw how well
the heat of a pennant race is not the time to quabble about these things.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And seeing how that worked out for Storen, went to the Blue Jays, and I think he has 70 ERA. Grass isn't always greener.
No. I guess that other thing is you have to ask the question: is there a concern with those off-field issues? Seems like everything's been. I don't want to say okay, but it has kind of blown over to an extent.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't think that'd have a problem unless of course, he's at risk to have something else happen. But
today there's been a lot of talk. Kind of want to get your feelings on. People have been saying that they don't really like the interview he gave when he was announced at the Cubs. I don't know if you've seen it, but you were saying he didn't show enough emotion and didn't seem sorry enough. Do you think that's a thing? I mean, I just think some guys just show emotion different. People, not just guys, but just people show their emotion different. He doesn't have to be out there crying.
I didn't see it, but didn't he do it through a translator?
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's one thing. You can't necessarily judge a person if they're speaking in a language that's not your own, but that's the other thing. You also can't necessarily judge a person by how they're going to react or how they're going to just do really anything.
People show their stuff differently, and I don't think he can really be judged based on how he did it. I think he said all the right things. I don't think there was... some people had problem with him saying that he's still married and he didn't come out and apologize and say that it was never going to happen again. I mean, I think those are things that go without saying, because if it does happen again, then, I mean, that's going to be on the roll this.
Right.
So,
And that's the other thing, is that it's also on the Cubs for, you know, taking that risk.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what they want to do, then that's on them. The Dodgers were going to trade for him, but when all this happened, they backed off and said it wasn't worth it. So, I mean, that was their choice. This is the Cubs' choice. It probably has more to do with the amount of time that's passed since and, you know, the situation, but...
plus he throws 105.
Right, yes. No, yeah. And then that's what it's always going to come back to, is he throws harder than anybody else. And that's... When you're the best, people are gonna want to pay you to do what you do.
Yep. So, I think he'll be fine. I think a couple years, people will remember this, but I don't think it'll be really too big of an issue. It's still pretty fresh. I mean, just it hasn't even been over a year since this happened. So
yeah.
We'll see. Especially if he brings the Cubs World Series.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. People won't even think about it.
No, not at all. But all right. I think that was the only trade. I know there was a couple of smaller trades. Was there any other trade you wanted to talk about?
I can think of. I know the Rangers traded a couple guys today, but
yeah,
I think
there are a couple
still
more.
Still kind of lower profile.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, we were going to do a little game here, kind of just go back and forth here with trade proposals and I guess tell why and or why not you would accept the trade if you were that team. So I guess if you want to get into this, let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. Well, I guess I'll start here. Start with the guy. Who has been in the news lately for all the wrong reasons, Chris Sale.
Right.
All right. I'm going to say you're the Dodgers, or you're the White Sox, and I'm the Dodgers, and I offer you Julio Urias and a couple prospects, and Trace Thompson. What do you say? Would you take that for Chris Sale?
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start.
Trace Thompson was a White Sox, though. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's another thing, though. I mean, the White Sox are, that might be tricky, but they at least know what they're going to get. They, you know, they're familiar with the players.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. The real prize is Urias anyway. So, I think it's a good deal for both sides. The Dodgers can kind of solidify their rotation, especially with Clayton Kershaw being up in the air now. They, like we were talking about earlier, they're still in the heat of this race. They're right behind San Francisco. And in return, the Dodgers get a top prospect and another young player that they had earlier. Maybe not that exact guy. Maybe not Trace Thompson. Maybe, you find other pieces to make that work. But I think it's good.
I think if I was the Dodgers, I'd even be willing to pull out Trace Thompson and put Yasiel Puig in there.
Yeah, that's another thing about Puig. Don't know how much teams really are going to value him at this point. He had kind of a wild ride. Seems to be burning out a little bit. But
yeah,
you never know.
I definitely think you're right. Urias is the prize package there. So I think as long as they could get some satisfaction with the other pieces, that deal could be made if the Dodgers want to offer that.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Let's see. I guess next, I think Cleveland, obviously, if they want to solidify their roster, they're probably going to need a catcher, and probably the prize catcher out there is probably going to be Jonathan Lucroy. I just don't know who they're going to give up to. So, any ideas there?
The Indians actually have a pretty good farm system.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly some top names, but they, I think they could definitely make the deal if they wanted to make the deal. It depends on the asking price for the Brewers, which I guess there is pretty high for Luke Roy at this point, and with good reason. He's one of the best catchers in the game. So it'll be interesting to see if the Indians want to make that move. I think if the Tigers get a little closer by the deadline approaches, I definitely think we could see that move happen.
Yeah. All right. What do you got next, I guess?
Well, I actually was getting ready here, pulling up some prospects. The Indians have their best prospects, right? Clint Frazier on the prospect watch, an outfielder. He's 24th overall in baseball. So there's also Bradley Zimmer, another outfielder for him, 35. So, yeah, it does look like they could package something together with two top 40 prospects. And they got another top 100 guy there, another one there, another one there. So, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely looks like they could make the deal. But Luke Roy's, what, in his early 30s?
Right.
It depends on if they want to make a trade.
Definitely. They've definitely got to.
They have to really feel they're going to win the World Series.
Right. Which you got to figure with that rotation and the talent they have in that lineup that they'll be able, they're going to want to plan, not necessarily for just this year.
Yeah. They could be a strong team for many years, especially if they can keep those young guys and still make a lot of noise this year still. I think with the team they have right now, they could represent the AL in the World Series because I think the AL is wide open. I think if they had to meet Baltimore, it'd be a different story, but we don't need to talk about the playoffs right now.
Right.
So, I guess the next trade here is going to be the Marlins. Looking at a few starting pitchers, so I guess the one that intrigues me the most is Matt Moore for Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the Marlins, I possibly offer you Jose Urena and a couple more prospects, and could even throw in a already major leaguer if you want a veteran that kind of comes off the bench. But I think if the Marlins could add another starting pitcher, really helps their chances in the NL. If they can make it into the playoffs, and helps their chances to make it in the playoffs. And they could make noise if they could get a guy behind Jose Fernandez that is, you think you're going to get solid production out of him.
Right. Yeah, no, that sounds like a good deal on me.
Yeah. Matt Moore is actually 7-7, 4.08 ERA, one tonight. So,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, get all the rotation help you can get.
Yeah, he's been a good veteran, solid veteran for Tampa Bay.
Right, that's the other thing. You got a lot of pitchers on this market who may not be blowing anybody away numbers wise, but you can definitely find some consistency. I mean, you've got Wade Miley, might get moved. Guys like Irvin Santana.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of guys that can step in and be that 3, 4, 5 pitcher in the rotation and get you really solid and eat a lot of innings.
Definitely. Another guy to keep an eye out is Jeremy Hellickson for the Phillies, but kind of weird because there's some division there, so you have to wonder if that deal could be made. But
yeah. Yep. All right. I guess I got my next one.
Yeah, let's do one more here.
That I would really like, or some version of it. There was kind of talks about it. When rumors going around, obviously the Royals talking about them selling, a possible trade would be Wade Davis for based around a deal for Lucas Giolito, which would be amazing. I doubt the Nationals would go for something like that, but I mean, I think it wouldn't be a terrible idea to move Wade Davis. You've obviously got a year left on his deal after this season. It's pretty cheap for the type of closer that he is, and
And yeah, if with that extra year, you should be able to get a little bit more than, I don't want to say more than what the Yankees got for Aroldis Chapman. Obviously, the Cubs were kind of flush with prospects and are really determined to win. So you may not be able to get that quite that haul, but I think you can get some. You should be able to get really good prospects for a top end closer. And also, apparently, the Dodgers got talks to Royals too. Maybe, yeah, you work out something there. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if they can get a guy, I don't know, I haven't heard the Dodgers talks. I assume it's centered around Urias.
I would hope so. or somebody, anybody, just a starter.
yeah. I mean, that's definitely what the Royals need for the future. Some pretty good young bats.
Right.
And I think they're solid there. They need to find pitching. And if they can find the right deal for Wade, I think you have to do it. Then I can be able to afford him after next year, at least if I was the Royals, and if I could afford him,
right.
I'm going to pay him. Some other guys that are more important than him at this point. So I just think that it's going to be whether the Mets or the Dodgers want to accept.
Right, and I mean that's the thing is do you want to add that level of closer to your bullpen and be willing to also take on that extra year? But,
yeah,
so
I think even if you're the Dodgers, if you're the Royals, you could possibly even throw in Volquez.
I mean as far as the Royals, I'm thinking get what you can for the guys, but yeah, that aren't going to be here next year.
Yeah, I think the only guys you want to think about trading are Hosmer, Sal, and Kane at this point.
Kane maybe even. I mean, that wouldn't be insane if
no
deal came about.
Perez and Hosmer. I mean, the other guys are. Which, Moose would be untouchable too, I would say, if he was okay, but
right,
if he wasn't hurt. But of course, since he's hurt, he is going to be untouchable. So,
right. Okay. All right. I guess we got anything else?
No. I think we can just talk about some
football.
Yeah, some football here. It's been a while since we had any NFL. I know the Royals are kind of looking to give this one up. So.
Oh, yeah, well, that happens.
Yeah, but anyway, a couple big things happened. First one was, of course, the passing of Dennis Green, former head coach of the Minnesota Vikings and
the Cardinals.
And a couple of, and just a great guy.
Probably a coach at 100 other places.
yeah, definitely. I mean, just a great guy from all the specs. From most guys that knew him, and you have to believe that that he's going to be missed, and that we'll always remember some of the greatest rants ever made by him.
Of course, everybody must have saw the video 100 times. Of course, they are who we thought they were.
Yeah,
hilarious, I mean, obviously he's a great coach. A lot of I saw a lot of athletes and other former coaches and stuff and coaches now talking about what a great eye for talent he had and how great a coach he was and just too bad.
Yeah, guy who took the chance on Randy Moss and worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Alone. Yeah, definitely gonna be missed and. Great coach.
What else happened?
Well, I guess we should, talk a little missed drug test here. Le'Veon Bell, kind of a weird story going on here.
Right.
He was going to be suspended yet again. First four games. It would be his first strike on the substance abuse policy. I believe he was in trouble for I can't remember what he was in trouble for last year, but I don't think it was.
He was right around the car with a Garrett Blunt, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. With LeGarrette Blunt, yeah.
Bad happened, yeah.
Yeah, so Yeah, he missed his drug test, but apparently he thinks that he's going to beat his appeal. Said that he changed his phone number, and so the NFL wasn't
properly handled or whatever.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
wouldn't you think you'd want to alert someone about that though?
Yeah, I don't know. It obviously seems like there's a misunderstanding somewhere along the line, or
maybe
that
has some short term memory loss.
Or if, there you go. Or he's just trying to, I don't know, delay the process or confuse people to where we can get this to go away. But I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
I think it seems like it'd be like. Easy to be like, okay, this is when you can do it if you're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, at this point...
just don't do it here because you're going to get tested.
No. At this point, if you're the Steelers, are you kind of getting a little irritated kind of with his antics? And
yeah, because he's not playing. Yeah, obviously, yeah, he's most useful to you when he's on the field, and when he's on the field, he can be one of the best backs in the league. So yeah, he's got to be frustrated, but you know, doesn't mean that when he's able to play, you're not going to play him. So
yeah, I agree. I think he is the best back in the league, actually, for everything that he does. So if he keeps missing games and it's because of reasons like this,
yeah, then he could be like the next guy we're going to talk about as I segue into Josh Warden, who will be reinstated on a, I think, temporary or like trial basis or whatever. I don't know what the wording is, but
and they're going to allow him to play for the Browns,
right? Which if I were him, I'd have been like, do I have to?
Yeah,
but it's good to see that he's been able to get things straightened out, or is trying to, and has been able to meet with whoever he has to meet with. I guess maybe was it the actual commissioner?
I think it was Goodell.
And yeah, I mean, I had his meetings with Goodell, and then has gotten back to being able to get on the field. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah, he should probably cut back on the hanging out with Johnny.
Right.
But other than that, I agree. I hope he gets his career on track, because he could be right there with OBJ and Antonio Brown. So.
Yeah, no, same thing. When he's on the field, he's one of the best. So
yeah, it's very unfortunate when guys kind of mess up their careers, but
it's unfortunate when these guys aren't on the field. But it's even more unfortunate when they're not on the field and it's not due to injury.
Yes. And, I mean, hey, sometimes football's not the most important thing and to these guys. And, I mean,
and yeah,
who can blame them?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, yeah.
I can't say as if I
just need to get your priorities in line.
Yeah, I mean, some guys take longer than others. So hopefully that time's returning for his sake and for, I guess, the Cleveland Browns' sake. I'm still not convinced that's who he's going to be playing for. But
yeah, I don't know. We'll
for the Dallas Cowboys.
We'll have to
see. Like to take it.
Hey,
problem.
Randy Gregory.
That takes us to a good segue.
Right, into Randy Gregory. He went into rehab.
He did. He's facing a 10-game ban, and the Cowboys are worried that he may never play again.
Yeah, he's having some real problems. Hopefully he's getting the treatment that he needs, because it seems serious. So there was talk about him shutting out people that were close to him, and yeah, just not a good sign. So
yeah, definitely not. I think this goes beyond the football field and needs some help with whatever he's kind of going through, and hopefully he does check himself into rehab, and he's not just doing it as a publicity stunt,
or
kind of like Manziel did,
the Cowboys said go to rehab,
or you won't
play for us again.
I hope it was his decision, and I hope he wants to do it, because that's the only person who's gonna make him do it. So sad to see. I know these were the Warriors coming out of the draft.
Yes.
And those Warriors are becoming nightmares for the Cowboys.
Yep.
Because if they lose him, they're down to one pass rusher.
Yeah.
They had three pretty good ones last year. I mean, Gregory did miss some games, but yeah, not great.
Yeah.
Joey Bosa is looking pretty good at this point.
Yeah, no, definitely. They've definitely been taking a lot of chances lately. And yeah. Jerry Jones.
Keep doing you, Jerry.
Yeah.
Signed an Eagles fan. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, is there any other NFL news you want to talk about?
I don't know. Nothing I can think of.
Jamal Charles on the IFL list? Is that,
or a PUP?
Is that it? Yeah. Whatever list.
Give him all the time he needs to, to be ready.
Yeah.
He could miss the entire preseason. I don't care as long as he's ready to go.
He doesn't need the preseason.
Yeah, no. He's Jamal Charles.
They have other backs to rotate until he gets
exactly, yeah. Early in right.
The
and yeah.
Plus, you don't want him with that heavy workload early in the season.
No.
So.
No, yeah. Got to keep him fresh. That's why you probably brought back Spencer Ware and Charcandrick West.
Yeah.
So, as well as, insurance in case. But don't want to think about that. So.
I got a real shocker for you.
Yeah.
I guess he's starting off on the PUP list. Ryan Matthews, after he turned his ankle last week during practice. So, injury bug starting already for Ryan Matthews.
Good old Ryan Matthews.
Going to be a fun time.
Apparently, yeah.
There's no reports that he had no limp today. So,
I
don't. Well,
he's faking.
Holding out hope because he's our starter.
Right, right. Man,
he's our starter.
All right. I guess Ryan Fitzpatrick. I guess you want to talk about that.
They've not really. He kind of
worked that out.
He kind of made me mad.
That he finally gave in.
No, not that he gave in. That I don't know. I feel like if he didn't want to play, he shouldn't have played. But
that's the thing, is he wanted to play, and he wanted to play for the Jets. He just wasn't getting what he felt like he should have. And to be honest,
he hasn't done anything to deserve diva treatment like he got.
What do you mean diva treatment? Who treated him like a diva?
Or was he acting like one?
See, no, I don't know. I feel like he's in a weird place.
I'd never judge anyone for wanting to get as much money as they possibly can.
Right. But that's the thing, is he's, it's a quarterback, and it's a quarterback league, and quarterbacks are making all the money. But, yeah, that's the thing, is there's a line of, we're going to pay this guy whatever he wants.
Are you still confident Ryan and the Jets doing anything this year now that they've signed Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I think you get that continuity.
But are you confident?
But, no, I mean... I'm not confident in anything at the beginning of the NFL season. You never know what's going to happen.
That's true.
But I'm just saying they've...
But if you had Tom Brady on your team, you'd be...
It was always going to happen. It was always going to come back to the Jets.
Right.
And, I'm not saying the Jets are going to go win the Super Bowl now, but now both sides are in the position that they wanted to be. Ryan Fitzpatrick just didn't get the contract that he wanted.
I mean, yes, he...
For the next, he only signed a 1-year deal.
On the Jets side, yes, they had to get something done.
Yeah,
because he's better than any other option they have.
Right. Yeah, they were never gonna go sign Nick Foles.
But Fitzpatrick was never gonna get another offer from any other team.
No.
And the Jets weren't gonna offer any more money unless it was for a shorter term, which is what ended up happening. So I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick has had the career to be able to hold out as long as he had, and
he did,
and to threaten retirement and all these things.
Yeah, no. See, yeah, that's the problem.
And ignore Brandon Marshall.
He's not Carson Palmer. He can't say I'm going to retire. So
yeah, but anyway, I guess that's enough. Jeff Posh for the
okay.
night. Running out of time here. We got some picks to go on here. First game, White Sox at Cubs. Tomorrow night, 7:05, we got Chris Sale making his first start since his 5-game suspension. It's John Lackey. Who are you taking?
I'm going to take the Cubs. Chris Sale, I don't know. He might be out to prove a point or something, but yeah, that's not going to happen.
You're taking the Cubs? All right. I'm actually going to take the White Sox. Cubs have been really struggling. John Lackey has been kind of one of them, and I think Chris Sale's going to want to come back and prove a point, like you said.
Yeah, shut down the Cubs. Yeah, no, I'm not going to. All right. Next up, I guess we got Cardinals and Marlins.
We do.
Yeah, who's pitching in there?
Michael Walker and Jose Fernandez.
All right, well, then I got to go Marlins.
Yeah, I'm going Marlins, too. They currently hold a 1-game lead over the Cardinals for the second wildcard spot, so it's a huge series, and a win would be huge to kick things off, and I think the Marlins have the right guy on the mound to make that happen.
Yeah, and anytime you can make things worse for the Cardinals, you do that.
I plead the fifth.
The views of hot takes are not necessarily reflections of views of the Springfield Cardinals. All right, let's start.
All right, next we have UFC 201. Kind of not very big names on the card. A couple of sleepers here, but the main event is what everyone's going to be watching it for, and that's for the welterweight championship. Robbie Lawler and Tyron Woodley should be huge. We should see a brawl, but Woodley can bring in some wrestling, so I'm pretty excited about this fight to see what Woodley can do. Of course, he's Missouri born and born and bred, so but I have to go Robbie Lawler. I think I like his chin more than I like Lawler, Woodley, so you don't want to take very many punches from either guy, but I think Lawler's going to end up outlasting Woodley and be able to finish him somewhere in the middle rounds.
All right, then. Well, I'm going to go Woodley. What a shocker.
All right. Well, that would be a shocker, but I would not be mad if that happened.
All right.
Next we have my specialty here.
Yeah.
NASCAR Cup Sprint Cup Series. The Pocono Raceway in Long Pond, Pennsylvania, wherever that is.
Pennsylvania.
Who do you like?
Give me Brad Keselowski.
All right. I don't ask a lot. But I'm going to take Martin Truex Jr.
Why? Because he won last year.
Because he won last year. Exactly. It's gonna happen.
Well, because last year you finished like fourth at the last race there, so I don't know. I think that's what happened. So yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right, got enough it? Well, yes, I do. I actually think at UFC 201 in the co-main event, Rose Namajunas versus Carolina Kowalewska. Yeah, I'm taking Carolina in that one to upset Rose. In the women's strawweight divisions. A winner could possibly see a championship fight after that fight or in the near future.
All right. Well, I was going to do a WNBA game, but then I realized that the next WNBA games won't be until August. I guess because of the Olympics.
Yes.
Why is there a gap from July to August in these games? That makes no sense. But all right. And so, I'm picking the Seattle Storm over the Sparks in August.
In August?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How can you have an upset pick that far ahead?
We'll just call it for that one when it happens.
All right. Seattle Storm over who?
The Sparks.
LA Sparks. Over the Sparks. All right. Well, that I guess you got a hot take.
No, I don't.
All right, mine is Aroldis won't be pitching for the Cubs in the postseason.
Oh wow! All right, why? Okay, sorry.
Just however it happens.
Well, I wasn't gonna do a hot tweet, and that was gonna be